During a press conference yesterday, Roanoke City Mayor Joe Cobb announced the city is exploring the possibility of joining Virginia cities like Bristol, Danville, Petersburg, and Portsmouth by evaluating the potential for a casino that could be located in the Berglund Special Events Center. Cobb says the city would bring in 6% of the first $100 million in gaming revenue, which would then be reinvested into city neighborhoods, schools, infrastructure, and public safety.
It's going to be important to have conversation with people who live adjacent to this, who understand some of the history, and to find ways that we can dedicate some of the revenue for continuing to rebuild and restore parts of historic Gainesboro. Because this is really where the city started.
Cobb says having an entertainment district positioned at the Berglund Center would lead to revitalization, upgrades to the Special Events Center, and the arena. However, Delegate Joe McNamara, who represents parts of Roanoke City, says he was shocked that leaders would want to budget on a casino immediately after hiking its prepared food tax.
I see a casino as more of an incubator of a lot of problems, whether it's trafficking, additional crime, and just overall impact on families and the exploitation of some of the most vulnerable people in our society. So I was really disappointed that with the thought that there was a thought to expand the search and the evaluation of a casino to really solve what I consider a spending problem within the city.
Delegate McNamara and Roanoke City State Senator David Suterline said in a statement they believe the city should not double down on its terrible decision to use eminent domain against Roanokers during urban renewal to build a civic center decades ago by installing a casino there now. Clark Palmer, WFIR News.